Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello friends, Love Island checking in.
I thought one of my favorite parts of Love Island is these episodes. Is it like that? Do we always have the video or the movies? Did they have those like in the beginning seasons?
I don't know. I know they have things for like the last couples that we have talked about.
I feel like maybe now I did see her with the Ek and Sue. Maybe I did see that. I must have zoned out watching it all because I watched so many episodes in a row. But it's funny you caught that, and it was such a big part when she was talking to the guy in the bed.
I mean, I don't know how you didn't catch it.
I watched because they had
a whole conversation
episodes.
The next day.
Yeah, I watched so many episodes of that, and maybe I just zoned. Or maybe I was doing something. I was watching it, which I screwed up. Yeah.
I think what they did.
I can't picture George.
No, he kind of looked like, just like an average dude. I didn't think he was that attractive.
You're right. Maybe she did give him a hand job in the bed. That would only make sense. And maybe he did something to her. It was just under the covers, which is weird.
Yeah, I think what they did well here, and I don't remember if it was like this last season, it probably was, they like give people enough time to settle back into their couples before they blow it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They let everybody kind of regulate, figure it out. People got back together. Like it didn't go Casa Amor 2 days later. The shit. And they allowed people to like get back together, and then they blew everything up, which was smart.
I love the Ek and Sue's face when she was eating that popcorn. She's so guilty, right?
Okay. The popcorn. The guys were murdering. It was like they were fresh out of like prison, and it was the first time they tasted food. Like all of the, they murdered that popcorn. I think it was Luca.
That popcorn in, right?
Luca was like digging to the bottom. I think he got like the last
maybe nervous
week.
Energy. You think?
I think so. I feel like when I'm nervous, I don't want
delicious
eat.
Popcorn.
Yeah.
Maybe if I was sitting there and there was all that I could do, I would just be plowing the popcorn and I don't know.
Yeah, I just feel like when I'm like, if I'm Ek and Sue and I'm sitting there knowing what the fuck he's gonna about to see, I'm not eating anything.
She's got such balls. Who's the prettiest girl to you? Paige is looking smoking, isn't she? She's almost surpassing Gemma for me.
It's tricky, like who's the naturally most beautiful and who
is
like
Ekin, you think,
I think
or Paige.
Yeah, maybe. I think Paige has great style. I love everything she wears. The way she puts herself together, her vibe.
She seems so
have you
nice.
Noticed the shoes
I love
yet?
Paige. I'm in love with her. No, because I didn't watch. We talked about it last night and I didn't watch it. So I will catch it. But I didn't notice. Is that what you had? Right. Did you buy those inspired from? I saw you post that on the internet, but I didn't know what that meant.
The internet.
That was from Love Island.
Yeah, those are the
Isn't
Love
that
Island
sick?
Shoes.
I'm watching. Do you know my mom bought me a pair that looked like those from the dollar store a couple years ago? And they are the most comfortable shoes. They're not as puffy.
It feels like you're walking as clouds.
But it's got to be the same type of, it's the same type of idea. And for a dollar, I still can never get over how comfortable these are.
Yeah.
It blows my mind.
You got to get yourself.
Where'd you get yours?
Yeah, they're great. I got them, I think, at Zara. I don't know. Whenever I was doing like my last online shopping situation,
I don't shop at Zara.
This is my first time. Did I tell you this? The weird thing about Zara, if anybody shops at Zara, is all of the pictures, they're like, like they're like posed in a way where you can't even see the clothes. Like if you go look for a dress right now in Zara, it is impossible to find like a head on picture of just like what it looks like. So it's real hit or miss. Like everybody's literally
buy
like, something?
Did you buy stuff you like?
I bought three things and I returned two of them.
You tried the Good American jeans. That's where I guess they are too.
Yeah.
Zara.
Yeah,
is,
no, I just got some dresses.
It's so New York. It's New York City like vibes, right? Doesn't it feel like if that's maybe where it started? I don't know where it started, but I
don't either.
Every time I go in there, it seems like there's nothing to buy. Maybe the internet.
Yeah, it's
has
like
more.
Overwhelming. Yeah, I don't know. To me, it was like there was so much I couldn't even. I just like eventually just like picked three things. I was like, whatever, I'll fucking see.
Are
how
you shopping?
I've never had anything the quality.
Abercrombie is like made a comeback and has really cute stuff on their website. Check out Abercrombie's website, not the store, obviously. Okay. Who's going into store, and check it out. It's pretty wild. Okay. Cute stuff. Right. Yeah. Okay, let me think of all my other thoughts here. I am so happy.
About... Yes.
That the world hates Tasha like I do.
Tasha and Andrew. Do you hate Tasha more than Andrew?
I hate them both. I wish they would get knocked off. I hate them with a passion. They're one of my most hated reality TV couples of all time. He's a little baby and she is playing him.
I think they make it to the finals.
I hate her. Oh, I think they do too, because Molly May's Instagram effed me over.
You can't look at anybody from Love Island anymore. You can't look
at a
single one.
Screw me over.
You can't look.
I know. Well,
I've avoided it every season till I Googled it. You just can't look anything up and you can't click on anybody's story who's related.
You know, I guess it just comes along. I know. What am I? Sometimes it just comes along and it's like she was talking about the future episodes. I mean, I know that they're going to be there, but do you think it's real that they really are voted to be hated? Or is this fake?
Or if it's producers? I mean, I think their relationship has been pretty annoying to watch. And like neither of them are like super likable. Like when she was bawling this last time because she was in the bottom again. And like Luca went up to her and was like, that's like kind of fake. Why weren't you crying like this? I thought that was great. And, like that's the problem with Tasha, I think.
Everyone on the show was like talking shit about her behind her back, except for Paige and Gemma, maybe.
Yeah, I think what's shifted is everybody hated Ekin-Su, and I feel like now they've kind of flip-flopped and now everybody hates Tasha. Like Ekin-Su, they seem to like they've figured out a way to like bond with her or something.
They're 100% right. She watched him freaking sucking tits and humping this girl in the pool, pretty much having sex with her in the pool, and she didn't cry.
She's like
was
laughing. I know.
She's
it was weird.
The
reaction was really weird.
Her. They're all right. So right. And that seems fake, right? That if you were in love, you wouldn't care, really. I mean, it would hurt. It wouldn't feel good. But you would be crying about both. Wouldn't you be upset? Yes. Doesn't even matter. Yeah.
No, I think you're right. Yeah, I guess, like, if Gemma and Luca somehow get blown up, that's the only way anybody else has a shot. And even this, where he's fucking fuming, bro. Like, I still think it's going to, they're going to come back together. Yeah. I mean, I think he kind of had a point in that he was saying, Billy, you're hitting on her. And he was like, no, bro, we're friends, whatever. And so like, that's the only thing. He can't get pissed at Gemma. She wasn't even doing shit. Yeah. She was a little chatty, but not like,
I hate guys. A gorgeous girl like Gemma can't even talk to them without them thinking she wants to F them.
Right. I know.
She can't even have a conversation.
I know. Yeah. And fucking flirting. Billy. And is like that suit. I wanted to burn it. That like paisley suit he was wearing. God, I hate it.
I like a little personality, but I don't find him attractive.
A blazer. There we go. But when it's a matching suit, you look like you're in Dumb and Dumber. You know what I mean? There's a difference between a little flair and looking
and
like
not
a joke.
Cool enough to pull it off.
No,
I mean, somebody
not.
Could pull it off. You know who I think could pull it off, who I absolutely love. I don't want to be in a relationship with, but I have totally turned. I love Davide.
Oh, I love Davide, too. Yeah, he's hilarious to me.
He's nice. He's a sweetheart. Yeah.
And he's really trying with Ekin-Su, despite all the bullshit. Like, he really is trying.
He has a level head. He's very respectful.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, I like Davide. He's hilarious to me.
I thought he was a real F boy at first, but he's really turned around to be a nice person. Don't you think? Yeah. You drop your wallet. I think, he's giving it back. Luca's pocketing that money. I don't, there's something about Luca I don't trust. He's a little bitch. Him and Andrew bug me. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I guess I get what he means about, oh, blah, blah, blah. But you can't play that game with Gemma. She's too, you got to be a strong man and kind of, and unless you have a real strong case, unless Gemma's making out with somebody, she's not the type of girl that you can sit there and. Young enough.
Yeah. I think she's just young enough though, where like this kind of shit, she can kind of like, she was kind of questioning herself. Like, did I do something wrong? Or like, you didn't do anything wrong. So like, it's not going to fly though. Long-term. She doesn't, she's not here with the bullshit. I think Luca, I think he knows he's beneath her. He knows what he has and he's terrified that he's going to lose it. And you can feel it at every turn. Like he literally, he knows. I mean, that's the one thing you can say. Like sometimes it's like, he didn't know he had a good woman and he blew it.
Oh,
he fucking
knows.
And he knows he's here and she's there. You know what I mean? Like she is above him. He understands that. He's trying to cling on as best as he can.
God. I
will be super interested if they win, if they stay together. It would be fascinating if they did.
I could see them staying together about as long as or what's her name from last season? Millie? I can't remember the freaking Millie. Cannot even remember her. She's so forgettable. Nice girl, but.
Yeah, I always liked Millie. I thought she was so cute.
She's a nice girl, but she's not a star to me.
You know who also is not a star is Chloe. Chloe and the other ones from Love Island. Lamar. The ones that came in second.
She was a star on the show, but it's not translating.
Yes. Chloe and Toby.
Uh-huh.
Like she still seems like a little low budget, like Jersey Shore. Like she hasn't elevated.
100%.
Yeah.
Millie looks like a star, but I just don't get the
Will
vibes.
She be? Right.
Her
We're
dad
not in the UK, so I don't
like
know. Maybe
really
she's
cool
huge.
Neon signs. Have you seen this?
Oh, okay. No.
And he's really famous for it and they're really cool. Yeah. But it is funny. Chloe has it, but she doesn't. It's hard to translate. And how did Molly do it? Because still Molly and Tommy are on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Top of the mountain,
their $1 million house, like they're the freaking Middletons or something. How did you feel about Davide and Summer and that whole situation?
Oh, Dami.
What'd I say? Davide.
Yeah, it's okay. We got Davide on the brain. Dami.
Like, what'd you think
to
of
me,
that?
Seems like a player. He likes India, I feel like, but I don't want to say what I really think. Like I feel bad because I know if people are gay, they'll be gay, but I wouldn't be shocked.
Oh,
he
gives you gay vibes. Oh, to be not maybe, at all. Interesting.
Okay. I feel bad I've saying that, but it crosses my mind. Like him. I would love to be friends with him. I love him sitting on the bed with Tasha. And
see, now you have me rethinking like how close he is to all the girls. I literally never got
and
gay
I hate
vibes
thinking that. Because of how gossipy is, because guys can be gossipy, but it has crossed my mind. But he's into girls, obviously. Maybe he's bisexual. I don't know.
What I don't like is when guys try to like, you know, it's like he's in Casa Amor all over this chick, kiss, 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 I'm thinking about you. And then all of a sudden she calls him out. And it's like, oh, what? I told you what it was. It was like, you're such a piece of shit. There's an like player aspect to that kind of behavior. That's just
And the way he was talking to her, which is nice. Yeah.
The way he talked to her, I didn't like that. And the fact that Indy wasn't like, hey, shut up. Don't talk to a woman like that.
I know.
That was a little red flag.
Still hugging him after.
Yeah. Yeah.
After he's telling her to shut up like that. I couldn't believe it. I felt the same.
I don't really think, other than your partner, who you can say anything you want, like, you shouldn't tell another adult to like shut up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's not a.
I didn't like that. I know.
No, I didn't either.
Shut up is an aggressive thing.
It is.
I feel bad. I must say, like, stop talking. I say that. Must say that to Tyler when I'm irritated. Like, stop talking. Stop talking. Stop talking to me right now. And Vern, I can hear Vern will say, stop talking or something. And he must catch up to that. But I do try to not say shut up. Right. It is aggressive. I don't know why. And hearing it come out of a man's mouth like that.
To a woman.
I do like Dami. He's a character. It's fun to watch. He brings life to the
villa. He's been a great part of the show. Yes.
Yeah.
I think he's a key character. I don't really love their relationship, though. I could really care less.
No, I take back that they are the
true love
romance.
Story.
Yeah. After seeing this, you know, I like India. She's, you know, I like her, but now, okay. Danica. That's her real name. Danica. Say
Danica.
Danica. Am I saying it right?
Why is that? Yes. Why is that so hard for you?
My brain wants to say Danica. I don't know why. I like her. I think she's a cutie pie.
What are you saying?
I like her, but she's a little, she was really mouthing off trying to rise up. I forget who she was talking to. Who was she getting a rise out of? Someone when they were going through it.
But I don't remember.
When she was walking around with Billy, Billy's telling her to stop walking the way she naturally walks. It's like, tell him to F off. But I think she's cute.
I feel like she's been a waste of time.
I can see. She's not a page.
She's just been there too long with like no real love story.
We'll see if she gets with Billy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy how some people really are the stars of this show.
Yeah.
Paige with the stupid Alex or Adam. Eric or whatever. Adam. He does look old. He does seem like a geezer compared. Jax is at home crying over that.
Extremely old.
Okay. Go ahead.
I guess I take issue with, I get it's like a game show and like her and Jax though seemed like the couple of all couples. They're both crying over each other. She's sneaking out of the bed to go hug him. She wants to be with him, this, that, and this. And then like day two, it's like he never existed. It's wild.
Interesting that you took them to be so strong. I never did.
Well, not strong, but like they were one of the central, like
they were
there
central,
was so much around.
It always seemed to me
Jax and Paige, I feel like.
It did. But for some reason, I guess it was a roller coaster. On the edge. I don't know. It didn't seem solid, like Gemma and
no, it didn't
Luca.
Seem solid, but she seemed invested, if that makes sense. Like it didn't seem like a healthy, like, ooh, they're gonna win relationship, but like how much drama there was and emotion and crying and like it, she could have just
she was
if it wasn't
him
it
him in the confessional before he decided to leave, right?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I don't know. And then it's like, you know, devastation and then she goes with Adam.
It grosses me out to watch people kiss. It really grosses me out.
Yeah.
He is really cute though. He's my thing with him is he's been watching the show right from home. So he knows who to get to be like the lead. Right.
Right. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like it felt calculated the way he came in, blew up Jax's life. Jax is gone.
He was part of it blowing it up.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
What do you mean? None of that would have happened.
Oh, you think that it really, like, if he never came in, Jax would still be there and wouldn't be crying like a little baby? But he wasn't 100%. He flipping out on Billy before or flipping out before that guy walked in? Wasn't he flipping out the night before?
On? I don't remember that. I think
he was
had,
like telling
one...
him, like, get out, fuck all that, you know? And then that guy came in the next day.
Maybe the night before he came in was when him and Paige, when him and Paige got back into bed together
and,
they're back together. And like, so I really think if he hadn't popped in, he probably would have chilled out They would have been sailing into the sunset.
I think there's a sign of mental illness with the whole saying the whole poems and everything. I'm just joking. It's nice, I'm sure, but I would be making fun of someone. It'd be hard to take them serious. Even at wedding ceremony, it's embarrassing to sit there and say your vows in front of everyone.
Yeah.
When I'm dead, they can. I'll still come back as a ghost. Poor Tyler. He sent me a video of this song that he says reminds me of him. I couldn't help but laugh at him. And now I feel bad. He's like, I'm not going to send it. You'll make fun of me. And then he did send it. And then I couldn't help but laugh at him.
It was his wife.
I can't remember what it was, but then I felt bad. But I thought it was a good, fun few episodes.
It was. I just love that movie setup. It's brilliant. And the fact that they don't know what they're going to get and you don't know what footage they're going to see, where they captured you. It's great.
It's excellent.
Yeah, it is. It's really good. But Gemma, just the way she walks around and just, she's really such a boss.
A force.
It's just
love
great.
Her so much. Where's the reality show following her family? I would watch that shit in a second. Her mom, some horse jumper, her dad, they got a ton of money. Like, that's the show we
Seems
need.
Seems like her mom should be Lisa Vanderpump, not Pandora. Or it seems like she was born from that lady who was on. Did you watch Ladies of London or didn't you?
Yeah.
Who was friends with that big fashion designer that passed away, and she was riding horses and she fell and she got trampled by the horse or something. Seems like that could be her mom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great show. I got to Google up on. We have to wait till the end, but find out what her family's all about.
Yeah. Don't touch it. Her mom had like a really bad
soccer player.
Horsing accident or something.
Horses, man.
I know. And then now she's a jumper. It'd be like, if I had a serious horsing accident, my kid would not be on a horse. I'd be like, sorry, that joy is dead for you.
That girl that I went to high school with kicked her in the neck, killed her.
You never know.
I went to elementary school with this girl, and then you run into her mom. My mom and I would be at the mall. You run into her mom. Her mom sees us, a mother, daughter. Her daughter's passed away. It's just like, you just feel
kicked
so
by a horse.
Bad. Fuck. Crush your windpipes.
Today in a meeting, there was like an icebreaker. It was like, what's your favorite animal? And I just like, I realized something, which is like, I'm not really an animal person. Like, I don't want to own a pet. I think, you know, dogs are fine. Cats are like, I know.
I'm just joking.
I'm just like, I'm like, I'll go on a safari. I find animals cool.
I'll go on a safari.
But you know what I mean? Like, I like animals. It's not like I'm like, oh, go fucking hunt them and let's get rid of them all. But I just, I would never want
to travel a lot. It's a lot. It's a nightmare.
That was a revelation. I was like, fuck, I don't know what to say.
My first instinct is a tiger. Don't know why.
Oh, okay. Fascinating. I just said I don't have one.
That's the icebreaker of all icebreakers. What do people say? What companies are asking people this shit? You say, I got more important things to do. I don't give a flying F what your favorite animal is. I gotta go. I got a kid. That's my favorite animal. My son that I birthed out my pussy. That's what it is. God, icebreaker. What do we kindergarten sitting around a circle? That is so obnoxiously annoying.
That's gonna show you have to deal with in remote work. It's like they try to force you into conversation.
Oh really, my God.
I literally was like,
obnoxious.
I don't have one.
I love you saying that you don't have one. So would it be?
I don't know. I was like trying to think, and I was like,
a dolphin.
I don't
know. Oh, an elephant. They never forget. A dog. Right. Oh, I loved. Who cares? Right?
I don't give a shit. Anybody else's answer, I didn't even pay attention.
It's like, who's your favorite on Love Island? That's what I want to know.
Your favorite animal. That's a topic we all need.
But it's interesting. Right, I tell Tyler, 9 out of 10 people that I go to notaries have a dog. Maybe it's in San Diego. Nine out of 10 people have a dog.
Wow.
Isn't that fascinating? It's a lot.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Everybody has a dog.
Yeah. Most people I know.
But I think I think it could be a California thing too.
Right. All right.
But
on that
the houses
note,
that are the cleanest are the not dog people. Dog I'll free. Tell you that.
All right. We'll be back. We love you.
We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.